Amen. We're going to look to 2 Timothy chapter 1 this morning for a few minutes, talking about mothers are influencers. Mothers are influencers. I didn't know this until just not too long ago, but an influencer is a whole new thing now. As a matter of fact, you can be paid to be an influencer. Most of this has to do with an online presence, but if you have a lot of people that are following you online on your social media or your blog, they have different categories now for influencers. You can be a macro influencer, a mega influencer, a mini influencer. It all depends on how many people are following your social media. So I had to find out, I had to look to see. Marsha and I have a Facebook page that we share, we're on together. We have almost 3,200 people who are following us on Facebook. So that's quite a few. And I know some of you all, you've probably got a lot more than that. And we're not in a race to see how many. But the more followers, people that are these major influencers, and they're literally called influencers, they will have hundreds of thousands, maybe even as many as a million people following them. And so now some of these major corporations have decided to, instead of advertise through television or radio or whatever other possible medium that they might would have chosen, now they're choosing to advertise on these influencers pages, because there are a lot of people that are influencers. Sad to say, much of the influence today is not all that good, and it's certainly not all that godly. But let's read here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 about two very godly influencing women. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we're talking about influencers today, and especially mothers. Mothers who are influencers. Thank God for wonderful mothers who have influenced our lives, who have made such an impact on our life. And Paul calls to their attention, to our attention, a mother and a grandmother who influenced young Timothy. Timothy was literally handpicked by Paul to be one of his co-workers, eventually to be a pastor and a leader in the church. Paul chose Timothy as a young man, and he recognized him as someone that was full of character, a godly young man, a man of great ability, but he did not ignore the fact that his mother and his grandmother were the ones who literally planted the seeds of this greatness in him early on in his life. So his mother and his grandmother were probably the two greatest influencers in his life. You can read in Acts 16, about his first encounter with Timothy and with his family. And it says that he was the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess and a believer, but his father was a Greek. So most believe that his father was a Greek and not a believer, and probably passed away, because later on he's not mentioned at all as an influence in the family, and so he's probably gone and completely out of the picture. So this was a mother and a grandmother that influenced Timothy, probably without the influence of a father in the home, or at least for a good part of the time that they were in the home. Do you know that it's a huge challenge for mothers, if they are single mothers or if they are the spiritual influencer in the family? It is a huge, huge task. I know this from a lot of personal experience, because my own mom took us three boys to church while our dad did not go. My dad would drop us off at church, and then he would go to a ball game or go bowling or go do whatever he wanted to do. And as young boys, that affected us. But my mom was a strong influencer. And even in a family that was somewhat divided, and you can only imagine some of the challenges that she had, but yet she persevered. She influenced and made sure that we understood what was the priority of her life. You know, this would be a good place to kind of interject this, that young women or young men, you're thinking about the future, thinking about your spouse. It's very important that you remember that in God's word, that you are not to be unequally yoked with someone. When you decide to marry someone, you need to make sure you have the same values. You need to make sure that you are Christian and they are Christian, and that you can work together as a team, because you're going to have a big responsibility in your family to lead them and to direct them, to influence them for the things of God. And how much easier it is if there are two that are working together to accomplish this task. I was just thinking, remembering some of the things that went on in my home as a young kid. My dad was a music lover, and he loved country music. And so he played things like Ernest Tubb and all those old country singers. My mother, on the other hand, did not like country music. She wanted there to be gospel music played in the home. And so she would buy record albums such as, how many's ever heard of Tennessee Ernie Ford? He was a country singer / hymn singer. So my mom said, well, I can bring this country singer singing hymns into the home. And so she bought Ernie Ford records. And my dad liked it. My dad liked it. And my mom won a small battle, influencing that the home would be a place where there would be Christian music, gospel music that was played in the home. And so I grew up loving that kind of music. Loving the quartets, loving the gospel singers, and not so much loving Ernest Tubb. But there was an influence in the home. And by the way, some of you probably don't know this about my mom. I talk about her a lot. But my mom was a drummer. My mom was a drummer. She was a drummer in the marching band. And so as a kid growing up, I remember her in the kitchen playing those different rudiments, on the pots and the pans and on the counters and different things. And so I wanted to be a drummer. And at 12 years old, I bought my first snare drum and learned. My mom taught me those first rudiments, flamadiddle, paradiddle, all the little diddles that you have to learn when you're first starting to learn to play drums. And I learned. My mother's goal was to influence us to want to be involved in music in the church. To be involved in that type of thing in the church. I'm going through all this to remind you that even in not the best of circumstances, if you're determined, you can influence your family. And mothers are powerful influencers. Powerful influencers in the home. I learned to love to go to church. Going to church was the priority. I learned that prayer was a priority. Not that I prayed that much as a young person. I didn't. But my mom did. You only understand that if the dad isn't saved and there's all that's left is three little boys, that the only other thing that's going to be going on is when you sit down at the dinner table, she has cooked it, prepared it, set the table, sits down at the table, and she has to pray over it too. And that's what she did all of my life. My mom was the influencer for spiritual things. My dad was an influencer as well. And I'm thankful for him, even as someone who didn't know the Lord, but yet he was an influencer. But my mom was the primary influencer for spiritual things. I've told you many times how that I could hear my mother praying early in the morning. She prayed before anybody else got up. I could hear her praying. One of the first things that I saw when I got up and meandered into the kitchen or into the dining room, the table was set with whatever breakfast we were going to have that morning before we went to school, and there was always an open Bible sitting there. I knew my mom had been up much earlier, and she had been there at the table reading the Bible. You say, well, she read the Bible, but there was this constant effort to influence. Constant effort to influence us in spiritual things. And moms are influencers. So when Paul comes along and he sees young Timothy, he said, I saw the faith that was in you, and I recognized it because it first was in your grandmother and then in your mother, and now it's in you. It's been generationally transferred down the line to you, even though the father in the home was not present, or if he was present, he wasn't the spiritual influencer that was there. Amen. So he became a spiritual father. He calls him my son, my beloved son, Timothy, my dearly beloved son. That just tells me that in the church, even in situations where mothers are there without fathers trying to influence their children, that the men of the church can really play a really big role in influencing children in the house of God, that they can influence them in the experience of going to church and learning about the things of God. I had role models in the house of God that I grew up in. I had a children's church teacher that sat at the front of the children's church with an accordion. Y'all know what an accordion is? He sat in the front with an accordion and he sang songs with us and taught us Bible lessons, and it was a man, an influencer in my life. And I had Sunday school teachers. I had lady Sunday school teachers, but I also had some men who influenced my life through Sunday school. My youth leader and choir director at the church, the youth choir. I was trying to find the picture. I was going to put it up on the screen so you could see all of us kids when we were in the youth choir at the church that I grew up in. But when I would walk into the room before the youth service started or the choir practice started, there was music playing. There was the influence of this man who was the leader and who made an impact upon our life. Men of the church can be spiritual fathers for young people that may not have that, even in their own home. Amen. But the primary influencer is the mom. Moms are influencers. The Apostle Paul here, he said, Timothy, I took notice of you
Verse 4, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears. Mindful of thy tears. So apparently, through the years of his interaction with Timothy, Paul witnessed Timothy having a few times where he broke down and cried. And a lot of times people think, especially in our American Western culture, that if men cry, it's not a good thing. It doesn't show strength. But Paul said to Timothy, I've been mindful of your tears. And he witnessed Timothy breaking down from time to time in tears. There was a softness in him, a tenderness in him. And that's not a negative thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Whenever a young man can grow up and be tender before the Lord. You don't want to get hard. You don't want to get resistant toward God or the things of God. You, as a young child and young men, you need to be tender and remain tender before the Lord. That doesn't mean that you're soft. It doesn't mean that you're not the man that you should be. It does mean that you should be broken and sensitive and tender before the voice of the Lord. Amen. I believe that when Paul told them that he was leaving, he said, you're not going to see my face anymore, that they all broke down and wept and cried. Timothy was in that crowd. And they all cried. It's in Acts 20, verses 36 and 7. When he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore, fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Now I've noticed as I get older that I'm a lot raised by his mother and his grandmother, and influenced to the point that he became courageous and bold to do the work. Now Timothy tells him, as this little section closes out, he tells him, stir up the gift of God in you. He's saying, what was implanted in your heart, those things need to be stirred up. Let's stir up those things that were instilled in your heart by your mother and your grandmother. And then he said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's encouraging young Timothy to be strong and courageous, to be bold, to move forward with boldness. You see, Timothy had a little tendency toward being intimidated and to being feared. Remember earlier that Paul had said to him, what you need to do is you need to drink a little wine for your stomach's sake, because you have this infirmity. So if you look into that, what he really had was, he had stomach problems. It was his nerves. He was tore up all the time. And so Paul said, you need a little, take a little wine. When I was in Romania years ago, first time I was in Romania with Brother Huff, the first night I remember visiting a home, and they brought this big platter of mashed potatoes, and it had pork and gravy all, and it was wonderful. The next place to go, yeah, Greece gravy. The next night we went to another home and they had the same thing. Mashed potatoes with pork and greasy gravy. By about the third time that I was served that, I was literally nauseated. I was sick to my stomach. And there was a young man that was there, and I know Sister Huff would remember Dr. Cordriano and probably Arlene and some of these. A young man, and he knew I was not feeling too well. And he brought me a little bowl, and it had blackberries in it. And he had squished the blackberries up, and he said, drink a little bit of this juice, and it'll calm your nausea. And I did, and it did. It helped me. It was like medicine. That's what Paul was saying to Timothy. You need to take a little bit of this juice. This will calm your nausea. And I know that you're nervous, and you've got this big task of ministry before you, and you were raised by your mother and your grandmother, but now you're going to have to break out into this role of leader. And you're prepared for it. Just stir up that gift that's in you. Let that gift be stirred up in you and move forward Because God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And Timothy was able to go forward and do what he was called to do. Thank God for mothers that are influencers. Amen. You can change the lives of your family and your children. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for all of these wonderful mothers who influence our lives every day. We thank you, Lord, for their determination to serve you, to know you, and to walk with you. And Lord, while there are many influences that are all around us that are affecting our hearts, our minds, our thinking, Lord, we thank you for moms who are influencers in the home, who point us back to you, who point us to the Word of God, who point us to the spiritual things. Thank you for them, Lord. For all of the moms, Lord, who make such an impact upon our lives. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Let's stand together. And there's an entirely other sermon on the influence of mothers to the in the church. And what an impact that they make in the house of God. And we're so grateful for every one of you moms. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.